Janae, there are a couple of opportunities in the month of June for LGBTQ community and their friends to be active. Can you tell us first about any involvement Bloomington Pride might have in an upcoming rally in Indianapolis?
Sure. We were invited by Indy Pride to participate in the Equality March for Unity and Pride, which is a worldwide event. But Indy Pride is hosting a solidarity rally on Sunday, June 11th, from noon to 3 at Monument Circle. And that's there will be some speakers, and it's really just a time to come together and show unity and solidarity and make our voices heard, not just in the state, but elsewhere as well.
What do you hope this rally will say to those who stand in opposition to the LGBTQ community?
I think when people who stand in opposition to us as a community, when they see that there are many of us, that we are supported, that we are not a small minority, there, I think nearly everyone knows a person who identifies as LGBTQ. They may not be aware of it, but they are certainly associated with many of us. And to see us out there being visible, being vocal, and being strong simply means that, you know, you can't silence us and we're not going away. And we simply aim to make that clear to anyone.
And what do you hope this rally will say to perhaps youth in rural parts of the state? I know that there is an increased risk of suicide with LGBTQ youth. Do you think this rally could send a message to them?
I think so, especially if they see coverage of it. And really what it says to them is that you're not alone. And we're out here, and we're here to support you. And, you know, there's... when you're in a rural community, you can feel so isolated, and you can feel like there's no one here who can help you, and there's no one who understands. But when we have very visible events like this, I think it sends the message that it's not only you, and there are people out there who support you and can provide the resources that you need to make your life a little better.
Is Bloomington Pride coordinating a group to go? I mean, if someone hears this and they want to join up with you, can they just reach out to you?
Absolutely. Some members of our board of directors will be heading up, as well as members of our Prism Youth Community, which is our youth program for those who are age 12 to 20, as well as members of our Aging and Caring Network, which is for our Rainbow Elders. And so anyone can get in touch with us if they'd like to join our carpool and head up. They're more than welcome to do so.
There's also an anniversary coming up this month of the attack on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. Is Bloomington Pride planning any events to commemorate that anniversary?
We are. We're having a remembrance and community picnic, which was actually planned for this Sunday, the 11th. But when Indy Pride contacted us about the Equality March, we thought it best to put that off and show our solidarity up north with our friends there. And so we delayed this picnic in remembrance by about 2 weeks. So this will take place on June 25th. In Bryan Park and the Woodlawn Shelter. And we will spend about a half hour remembering the lives that were lost, remembering and providing support for survivors, speaking about the experiences of LGBTQ plus people, particularly those people of color and people in our Latinx community. And then after that, after remarks and remembrance, we will settle together and have a picnic and eat and kind of hang out and have community for the rest of the afternoon.
Can you tell me a little bit about your speaker for that event, Danielle Hernandez?
Danielle was a grad assistant for IU's LGBTQ plus Culture Center, and she's also a member of UndocU Hoosier Alliance, which is advocating for Sanctuary Campus and that kind of thing in town. And we wanted to make sure that this event centered Latinx voices because Latinx people were primarily targeted in the Pulse attack.
I've read some criticism from within the LGBT community towards activists in terms of the issue of intersectionality. Does Bloomington Pride do anything in particular to address this issue of, you know, if you're Black or Hispanic and also gay, is there anything that you're doing to speak to the whole issue of intersectionality?
This is something we're very much focused on for the upcoming year. I am Black. I'm a Black queer woman, and I very much understand these issues. And when I was elected chair of Bloomington Pride, it's something that I really wanted to focus on. So this event is probably the first visible event where we focus on these issues, and we'll be establishing an educational series with workshops and panels and that kind of thing throughout the year where we can talk about these things. There are a lot of issues with racism within the LGBTQ plus community. There are issues with simply not fitting in for people of color, and that's something we definitely need to address, and we'll do so.
Can you give us a peek into some of the programs you might have planned or in mind for the coming year?
I think the first will take place at Pride Fest, which is our annual summer celebration. It takes place August 26th on Kirkwood Avenue, and we will be holding educational workshops in the Monroe County Public Library. And our first event in the series will be specifically addressing racism within the community, and that will kick off the rest. So we'll be taking feedback from those who attend so we can focus more specifically on topics within this broader spectrum that affects people. For more information about the kinds of things we're doing, people can always visit us on Facebook. We also have a mailing list where we send out upcoming events and are always sending out information so we can gauge feedback about how we're doing and how we can better serve the community. So people can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/BloomingtonPride and also online at bloomingtonpride.org.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.